The dispute between China and Tibet erupted in March, but the headlines about that dispute have faded in the wake of other severe headlines, the disaster in China, the earthquake in China, and others. Of course, certainly it's top of the agenda for the principals in the discussions. And today, talks between Chinese officials and envoys from Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, are beginning today in Beijing. Second time the two sides have met since the outbreak of unrest in Tibetan areas in March this year. Joining us now on the line from Beijing is BBC correspondent Michael Bristow. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Okay, that's fine.
This is really the first time these sides have picked up talks since the earthquake. Has anything changed, and is there anything different on the table as these talks resume?
Well, we don't really know because the Chinese government aren't saying anything. They've come out today and they've just admitted that talks are taking place. The Tibetan government in exile, which is based in Dharamsala in India, they've said something similar. But we don't know where these people are meeting, what's on the agenda, or really what's going to come out of these meetings. But if the past meetings are anything to go by, not very much. As you mentioned there, these two sides, they met after the unrest in Tibet in March. They met in May in Shenzhen, a town, a city in the south of China. Not much came out of that meeting. And in fact, talks between the two sides have been rumbling on for about 6 years now, between from 2002. And really, they haven't decided anything noteworthy. So really, expectations are perhaps being lifted slightly because of the unrest in Tibet and because of the international pressure on China, but I don't really expect anything serious to come out of these talks.
In about a month, or actually a month and a week, the Olympics will open in Beijing. The question is, do Tibetan leaders and Tibetan opposition leaders have a demand on the table that they want some progress on before the Olympics begin as a way of providing some sort of leverage for their mission?
Well, I think that the question suggests that the Tibetans really have some leverage, and I don't think they have. The Tibetan government in exile is based in India. It's got very limited contact and control, well, no control over Tibetan areas inside China, which are controlled directly from Beijing. Tibet is called an autonomous region, but it's certainly the Communist Party based in Beijing, which has the area under quite a firm control. So really, the Tibetans don't have any leverage. What they do hope for and what they do appeal for, and the Dalai Lama, as he travels around the world, trying to appeal for world leaders to put pressure on the Chinese government to improve the lives of Tibetan people. But they really don't have any leverage. And in many respects, China refuses the idea that they, in some way, shape or form, speak for Tibetan people. They say, the Chinese government says, that Tibet is part of China. It has been part of China for eight centuries, and it will continue
and
to be part of China.
And that's what it will remain. Michael Bristow, thanks for joining us. BBC correspondent Michael Bristow in Beijing, reporting on the Tibetan talks, the Chinese and Tibetan talks that begin today from an undisclosed location. It very much looks like a holding pattern there until possibly even after the Olympics, despite the interest of the Dalai Lama and the interest of the international community.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.